Yes, so hi everyone. Hi Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. It's another beautiful day in the Jewish state.
Indeed. So, yes, what you prepare for us today?
Well, today I have a special treat, and I want to say thank you to you, Shai, and to our guest, Urel, for being on Insight to Israel. You can hear all that rain in the background in Romania. So we have a special
Thank you.
guest. We have a special guest with us today. I have a special affinity and love for the country of Romania. I lived there for a year after the fall of Ceausescu. There was very little, if almost zero, English spoken. So it forced me, unlike Israel, to learn the language because I had to survive. Now, anyone who's been to Israel knows almost everyone speaks English. But in Romania during that time after Ceausescu, the what I saw in the people changed my life. And I traveled all over the country. I have contacts there still today and all across Europe because of Insight to Israel and the Europeans' love for Israel. And so I found one of the politicians in Romania was standing for freedom. And I said, I've got to talk to this guy. Well, I sent him an email and I got his public relations specialist. We'll get to the politician. But when I had an hour-long conversation with Burrell, I said that right, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
We had like
English
an
people.
hour-long conversation. And I hung up the phone extremely excited. So I wanted to bring Yorel on and tell us a little bit about himself, and then we'll take the questioning from there. Yorel, go ahead.
First of all, thank you for your invitation, and it's quite a happy feeling to know that every person on this planet now is looking for freedom. After I spoke with you on the phone, I was the wow feeling was also to me because well, I was feeling it too because I was telling it's absolutely incredible that one person, thousands of miles or kilometers, is far from me. And we are thinking 100% the same, and we never met. And to start about the change in your life when you came in Romania after the revolution, I think every drama in a country changes lives in a way or another. But that drama is like the push to see a life from a perspective that you never think about that before. Because I always watch documentaries about history on the TV, and every time I see a drama in a nation, and I was thinking, what would I do if I lived in that times, in that drama? And it's interesting that now all the people, in my opinion, we are living the same drama. We are all assaulted that we are not allowed to be healthy. We are not allowed to have our opinion. We need it's curious that in Romania every citizen said that how come every time a citizen tells his opinion about this pandemic, the politicians say you're not a doctor. But we can't be all doctors, but all people should know that we are doctors in freedom. We are freedom specialists from the moment we are born, from the first second in the world, our lives in the world. We are freedom specialists. And we don't need anyone to tell us that we are free or not. We know that we are free. And about that, I think every people in every country they are looking the TVs, every protest that it's developing and it's getting bigger and bigger in every country. Yesterday, for example, the president of France, Macron, was hit with an egg by a protester. And that means something. That means something that we need. The forces that they use in protest, it's not acceptable, because that if that person that throw an egg to Macron, if he wanted to throw with something else to hit him or to be hurt, that it will be allowed to say, yeah, it's going to violence. But every protest was just a simple idea. Freedom. We don't need anyone. We are not allowing anyone to tell us that we are not free, because that's the point. It's just like we spoke to, on the phone, that Michael, the Stanford experiment that was made in 1971. People were telling, you are a prisoner and you are the garden. And they were acting like that. So it's quite the same now. The politicians say to us, you are not healthy, you are not free, you must do what we tell you. And that's the scam, because they are telling you, you're not free. And in your mind, you have to say, I am free. I was always and I will be always free. You don't need to tell me that I'm not.
Burrell, so, let me ask you. Let me go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you.
No. Yeah. You can ask me.
I want to get a mental picture, or draw a mental picture for the audience, because in 1989, Romania had the bloodiest revolution out of all the Soviet bloc countries. And I've studied, researched, embraced with my heart the history there of the people. So to see the heart of the people when I was living there, is was really fascinating. What is your age? I mean, do you still have a recollection of what it was during those days?
I was 5 years old when it was the revolution. The only memory about it is that we were putting the TVs on the cupboards because they won't flat TVs or bigger. There was just small TVs that we put it on the wardrobes or on the cupboards. And I just remember my dad said to my mom, we are free.
Wow.
And that's the only memory I have with the revolution. At that age, I couldn't understand what's freedom. Because right. As a child, you can do whatever you want and nobody arrests you. But after years, I realized what was the importance of that moment. And it's interesting that after all these years, I'm living now in a global revolution to want to feel the same feeling again as my dad in a different period, that we are free. I want to be free. I don't need anyone to tell me that I'm not free, because right. They didn't give us the freedom. The freedom was given by God. So it's just like I can't take your car because I didn't give you the car. It's just like that. Basically, all the politicians in the world, they are stealing. They try to steal our freedom. But they won't succeed. I'm sure they won't succeed.
So here's my question, because the one thing that, yes, this is happening on a global scale.
Yeah.
And it starts
and
from
that's
the top.
Very dangerous that it's the same idea, the same scenery in all the country, COVID passports, lockdowns. It's the same. It's just like they try to tell us that it's interesting, but it should be an idea that should unite us. The politician tried to transmit us, it doesn't matter which country you are, it's the same. So right. Why not? We should all unite. And we say we're all the same free people.
And what I try to emphasize to people is, and this is why I was very excited about what you were telling about Romania, because although we need to be united as a people and fighting for that freedom, for them, it starts with the top and works its way down. But for us, as individuals and as a corporate body in our own countries, we have to handle where we are first before we can take care of and encourage someone else. We have to win the battle where we are. What are the people saying that maybe you've had the chance to talk to because of who you work for in the government? Yeah. What are the people saying that actually live through Ceausescu that see what's happening today? What are they saying?
Some of them say that we have a word in Romania. I'm not sure how it can be translated in English, but I try to translate it, you know, like just word by word. It's the same woman with different hat.
Right.
So basically, in my opinion, all the dictators, they have, and it's obvious that they have just one common point, absolute power. And
right.
It's a lot of Romanians say that, what the hell, it's just like living back in communism, but it's democracy. it's the same woman with different hat, you know? So it's interesting that the media in all over the world, I don't know if you know, but in Romania, they gave 50 million euros to the media to help them in the pandemic. So now on the TVs, it's a public information. So why you have to pay the press to help you in a pandemic? Because they paid the press, and in all the channels, 99% on the TVs, the news, it's all about get the vaccine, wear that mask, that in my opinion it's a nozzle, don't speak with anyone, don't interfere with anyone, you'll die, you'll get infected, and that's a lie. I'm the living example. I've never wore mask. I got fined because I didn't wear mask. The vaccine, it's we are not calling a vaccine, it's the injection, because injection. The vaccine, it's a total different thing. I would got the injection if that injection, and if I was convinced myself that this is real, but it's not real, it's an experiment. And I told my wife after 1 week, I graduate also psychology, and I told my wife, my feeling is that this is the biggest psychological experiment in the world, and I think it will be in the whole planet. It's absolutely, I wasn't scared a second. I don't want to boost with that, but I wasn't scared a second, because I said, if that virus is so little, half of the world will die in about a month. But it didn't happen. And ironically, in Romania now, most of the people that are in hospitals are the vaccinated one, not the unvaccinated. So how can I go now and believe that the vaccine will help me? It's absolutely a stupidity. And I was shocked that I thought maybe that Romanian politicians are the same dictators, the communists that stay close to Ceausescu and try to lie. But when I access the CNN, American channels on the internet, I saw that it's the same phrase. Get the vaccine. It's the only way. It's just like I'm telling you, don't drink beer anymore. Drink wine. Beer didn't kill anyone. Wine didn't kill anyone. Some of them kill, some of them not. But it's your choice, and it's absolutely stupid. And I can't understand how come all the politicians that they say get vaccinated to protect the others, but how come the unvaccinated can harm the vaccinated? To protect the vaccinated, it's the vaccine's job, not mine. Because if the vaccines can, because if the vaccine it can't protect the vaccinated, then it's a lie. It's an obvious scam. It's just like,
you know, you're right.
It's a logical problem. It's not philosophical. It's not medical. It's just a logical. It's a logical phrase. It's just like I'm telling you, wear this armor made of plastic to protect you from bullets. It's just like we all know the plastic won't protect you from bullets, but it's just like, make the vaccine to protect the others. So why I'm taking the vaccine now if the unvaccinated can harm me?
Right.
It's absolutely. But they want to divide people. That's their point. That's why they are launching this very, very dangerous ideas. The unvaccinated are the problem. It's just like, I'm shocked. It's just like in the Schindler List, the movie or the Nazi period. The one with the star are the problem. Why?
Right.
And I saw a protester in Australia that shocked me with his banner. It was what's written on it. If you lived in the Nazi period and if you would ask, what would you do? Now you have the answer. What? Now it's the star people, the Jews with the star on their chest is now the unvaccinated. And why? Where? For example, I didn't vaccinate my daughter with the minimal vaccines because I don't trust them. And she didn't die. Right. And I'm not the only person in the world that didn't vaccinate their children and they didn't die. I have a relative that didn't make any vaccine to his child, and they live and they are healthy, and it's interesting, they are more healthy than my children that I got two vaccines. They don't get flu. They are not susceptible to anything. They have a strong immune system and they are not vaccinated.
So let me ask you. Go ahead. Did you?
And I also say about this divided, the politician tried to divide people. The first example in Romania, and maybe that's the God coincidence, the second Israel introduced the vaccines for everyone. They put that news on every channel in Romania. And they said, you see the Israel, because in Romania, Israel is known as the most advanced country with the most advanced military surveillance. So they try to transmit the Romanian, you see the people they protect from others, they want to protect from the virus. And a lot of Romanians said, oh, if the Israel people, if the people from Israel, they are taking the vaccine, maybe I should take the vaccine. So you see, it's a lie presenting a truth from another point. And after the Romanians saw that most of the Israel people got vaccinated and after that get ill, the Romanians said, whoa, it's a lie. So the lie, they are getting revealed every day, one from another. It's and the Romanians said, now, whoa, the Israel is now taking the third jab. And they told us that it will be that vaccine for life. But it's not. It's just like I don't know. I can't remember the word. It's like getting just like you go to a gym. You get every day. You pay to get to get in every day in the fitness gym.
Right.
It's like
a pass.
Yeah. Okay. Every day. But I think they want to transmit that. You need to get the third job as a pass because just the politicians say so.
And see, that's the thing, because what you're seeing in Romania about Israel, and you're bringing this to a whole new light for me personally, because I hear a lot of people talk about Israel in the foreign media, but to actually, what you're saying is basically, the politicians are holding Israel up on a pedestal and saying we must follow their lead.
Sure.
And so exactly. That's why they tell us this is the good example. And a lot of Romanians, they see that it's not, and it's not only in Israel, in all the countries that got vaccinated. In Romania also, the vaccinated are in hospitals, not the vaccinated. Most of 90% of people in hospitals are vaccinated, and they are hiding this information from the other people, from not to scare them. But now people, they are seeking the truth, and everyone has a relative that works or knows something that works in hospitals, and they say to them the truth, but they are not allowed to say it on the media.
Right.
So don't get the vaccines in hospitals. The most people are vaccinated, not the unvaccinated.
Because here, the doctors, even the doctors and nurses that know all this is a lie, they're not allowed to say anything openly, but they're even scared to say anything on a personal level.
Yeah,
very, very scared. They live in a fear. So here's my next question.
Sorry for interrupting you. It's the same in Romania. There were at the beginning, there were about three or four very known doctors in Romania that said COVID-19, it's a lie. It's just like a flu virus. It's not so dangerous. It just has a very good and strong advertising.
Right.
And they banned them. They got fined, and the police said, no, you're not allowed to speak anymore. So if a doctor can tell his opinion, everyone said it's absolutely incredible. So the politicians know more about viruses than the doctors. and that was the point. And that was the point that people realized that it might be a real and very, very precise scam.
So here's the thing. You shared some information with me, which was, it shook me to the soul with joy. You talked about how many people are injected and how many people are not injected. What were those numbers?
Yeah, it's the same. Again, the politicians are lying. It's just like in the Stanford. I always remember the Stanford experiment. What was happening in the Stanford experiment? They were telling something to the people. To that prisoners, they are acting like prisoners. And after just one day, they were acting like they were real prisoners. So now they are telling, get the vaccine. But the real percent that people are vaccinated, it's only 80%. They are not vaccinated, sorry. So 80% of Romanians are not vaccinated, and they will never get the vaccine. Never.
Wow.
The rest 20%, so two people from 10 people are only vaccinated,
but and with one that, shot or two shots
with they are saying that with two shots, but I don't believe them. Okay. Most of them regret taking the first dose, and they didn't take the second because they had side effects, very, very bad side effects, and they were scared to get the second dose. So, but although from that 20%, most of them just gave a bribe to the doctors or to the medical personnel to get the certificate.
Yes.
And they are only vaccinated on the paper. You know, they just have that, but they are not vaccinated because that people think, I want to finish with all this harassment, and I want to get that certificate.
Sure.
So the real, in my opinion, the real percent that people are vaccinated, it's only 10%. So how come 10% of the people can lock a country? And I think it's the same. They are just lying about the vaccinated. So to ask you to answer your question, Michael, they are telling this information. How many people are vaccinated every day, more and more, to fool the others to get the vaccine? Because in Romania, the government bought a lot of doses, 120 million.
Wow.
And it's a public information. I'm not. Right. Making it it's a public. If you search on Google, the vaccine doses bought from government from Romania, you'll find that the number is 120 million. At the populations on at only 50 million people. So and people was thinking like, even I'm bad at math. I was thinking, how come they said that we only need two doses? We are 15 million. Two doses are 30 million. Why they bought 120 million doses? So it was, and after that, Romanians realized that from the start, it was never meant to be two doses. It was meant to be the always doses to get to put the money from people's pockets in the producers' pockets. So it's just like imagine if all the three of us, Michael, you'll be Pfizer, when I would be Moderna, and we're thinking, we are not making money. What should we do? Just think about that. Just like in experiment Stanford, I'm telling you, Michael, be the guardian now. What would you do if you won't have profit? Said, let's corrupt some politician and force the people to get the vaccines. The people will buy with their money, and everyone will be happy. It's just like, and I said when Romanian government bought vaccines doses, I asked why the government buy a vaccine, give some money to a dose that I didn't ask. They should ask the people how many people wants to get the vaccine. Will buy from the people. Why you bought so many doses, so many money to get to put that money in the producer's pockets? And after that, they saw the people didn't trust the vaccines. They didn't get vaccinated. So as 80% of the people are not vaccinated. So what would happen with the doses? They get expired. So they send them in other countries because they say, oh, the scam didn't work. And now the next level of the scam is you need to take the third dose to be considered vaccinated. This
same
is
here.
Now
same here. Same like
so
in Israel.
You see, it's shocking that it's the same in every country. And after and also Dottek said it's a scam, it's a lie. A vaccine shouldn't protect you just 6 months, it should protect you longer. So people realize it's like, I need to take another dose, to be free, not to be healthy. And that's why now they are making an immense pressure, ironically, on the doctors and the medical personnel in the hospitals to be obligatory vaccinated. And now they react. So Romanians said again, if the doctors don't want to take the vaccine, why should I take it? Because in Romania, in the minds of Romania, there are three very important people: the priest, the doctor, and the policeman. So people said the doctor won't take the vaccine, so why should I take it? You know, it's like imitating the others. And a lot of doctors are not vaccinated, a lot of them. And most of them, just like I said, they spoke about this. In my opinion, it's a fake. It's a COVID-19 has the best advertisement ever. It exceeded Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola now is the second. And COVID-9 is just like Michael Jackson. No one will defeat the advertisement.
Okay, here's my question. First of all, I want to apologize on behalf of the 2 million Jews for the Jewish government of Israel, who took the Nuremberg Code and burned it and sold you, your government, the Green Passport, because they're making a big profit off of Israel designed the Green Passport. They sold it first to Communist China, let them do a test run, brought it back here. And now they're selling it to the nations. They're selling. Let me say this to every Jew in the state of Israel that has taken this injection. You are following You are following a Nazi regime. There's no other way to put it. And I want to say that I love the Romanian people, because you are not following. They're using the Jews as a scapegoat to sell their formula.
Yeah.
Pfizer, I don't care what anybody thinks. I love the Jewish people. I've sacrificed my life here for 9 years. But Pfizer's owned by Jews. Moderna's owned by Jews. The government is Jewish. They're all working together for profit and with non-Jews. But they used Israel because of the history of the Jewish people and the Nuremberg Code. Surely the Jews would never put up with this again. Surely they would never allow it to happen again. And yet the Jewish people here, except for 2 million Jews, allowed themselves to be used by the government once again. And the government is abusing the Nuremberg Code and the trust of people who support Israel, of people that support the Jewish state. They're abusing that trust by selling the green passport to government officials. So I want to say 2 million Jews in Israel love you and stand with the Romanian people as they fight for freedom here. Here's my next question.
Wait, hang on, Michael. Wait, 1 second. I want to differentiate something because I think it's important. Remember the question. I also have a couple of questions, so please remember the question.
Go ahead.
I want to just clarify something. Look. Jews, but not only Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, whatever, who worship, evil, who worship money, who worship greed, who worship sex, who worship whatever mad, insane things out there, who worship demons, demigods, semigods, whatever, they are not Jews, they are no Christians, they are no Muslims. They worship the other side. So even if the bosses of Moderna, Pfizer, and the high-tech companies of the world are considered to be Jews or Christians to that extent, it doesn't matter. Once they work something else and they worship something else, they are not Jews anymore. So I say this because I do not want what you said before to imply that the Jews are to blame, because then again,
we are in the
same boat. I know. I'm just saying the government's
abusing that.
That's something else. And the startup nation bubble that they built for us here to be proud of all the software, you know, that we've been manufacturing as a state, this is bullshit, because this has been sold, like you just said, Michael, to other countries, to other states, to be used against its people. And now it's being used against those who developed it.
Right.
So just to clarify that. Now, please ask your questions. And I have also a couple of other questions.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sorry for interrupting you. About religion. When I hear the word religion, I always remember the well-known song, and in my opinion, I think that should be the song of all people in the world. The song from John Lennon, Imagine. Imagine there is no country. Imagine there is no border, no religion, nothing to fight or die for. It's the song that express at the highest level, in my opinion, the religion in the world. All the religions are good, but if you use it in a bad way, that's just like he said that it's no religion. They worship anything else instead of their beliefs. I remember a high school colleague asked a teacher. He was no religion. He was declared atheist. So said, "I'm no religion." But he was a good guy. And he said, and also we should remember the words of Nietzsche. Yeah, everyone said Nietzsche, it's a atheist. But no, Nietzsche said a very important word, a phrase. He said, "If I don't believe in God, and if I don't call him God, that doesn't mean I don't believe in something." Right. So God is just a term. Like, my name is Viral, yours Mike, everyone has a name. But the most important thing is how transform us if we believe in that something, and that's a personal belief. And the and the question of my colleague was, he asked the teacher, "Hey teacher, I was thinking last night, who will enter first in heavens? A good Christian? No, he said, a Christian or a Muslim?" And I will never forget the answer of the teacher, of my teacher from high school. He said, "I don't know who will enter first in heavens, but I'm pretty sure that a good Muslim will enter before a bad Christian." So just like he said, it's just like how you use your beliefs, from a good perspective or a bad perspective. So it's just the same dissonance in the world, good or bad. So
all right, we could get into a philosophical religious debate,
yeah.
But I want to say, for Insight to Israel, we believe that the Bible is true, and we are living in end times as predicted, but that's another story.
Yeah, bro, yeah. Every word that leads to something good, it's truth. So there's no religion.
So let me ask you, Romanians have actually been protesting. Tell us about that.
Yeah,
and what they, you have coming up.
They were protesting. The first massive protests were when they were the lockdowns. The people felt they were in prison. They were locked up in their own houses. You know, it's just like making prison in your own home because you accept that, not because you were forced, because you accept to stay in homes to protect others. A lie. And the second biggest protest, when they were trying to, most of the parents they accepted for their kids to wear masks at the school, and all of the people said, "What's the point? Because when they get out of school, they play together the same colleagues, the same people. So in the school, it's everywhere COVID-19. And when they get out, it's not COVID-19. So they don't have to wear a mask." And, you know, the mask, in my opinion, it's, they try to send a psychological message to all the people. You need to shut up. And right. That's the only message. Let's be honest. I don't believe that nozzle can protect you from a virus. I was working a forensic specialist, and we had special masks when we were dealing with the DNA evidence. Not that nozzle. It's useless. So the only message they wanted to transmit, and I was shocked that all in the world, all the people in the all the specialists in the world say, "Mask can save lives." They mask can't protect from any virus. It needs to be very tight. It needs to have filters to get protected from virus. And the only message is, you need to shut up, because you realize, just like in psychology, when the people are lying, they tend to put their hand in front of their mouth, yeah,
right,
and they say very little things, but I'm thinking about it, and they don't tell it, because they stop the words with their hand, and the mask on the people's faces, they stopped people from being free,
right,
because the freedom starts in your mind. Not on your body. I am free, and you act like a free man.
Right. But so when you go out on the street, can I ask the town that you live in?
Yeah, Oradea. Oradea.
Oh, okay, then you Oradea. Told me that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very close to the border, to the Hungarian border. And about the process, sorry, in the 2nd of October, this week on Saturday, people announced protests in all the major cities because we can't accept a passport to facilitate our our life. It's like, it doesn't facilitate, it restricts our life. It doesn't facilitate anything. And now in malls and everything, they try to copy the French rules from there. In the malls, you're not allowed to eat now or get indoors if you're not vaccinated. So people said, we don't need the malls, no worries. And in the first days, the malls were like ghost buildings, ghost town. And I think they will realize people are not, but they are taking these rules not to protect us from virus. No, they are taking the rules to force you to get the vaccine so you can move freely. And that's a nonsense.
So how many people?
99% of Romanian people said, why should I take the vaccine to be free? The vaccine should protect me from the viruses, not from the freedom, you know?
How did you come to work for Mihai? Because I saw his Facebook page, and he seems to be very outspoken about what's happening now.
And yesterday he had the declaration in the Parliament of Romania and said that if the pass, the green pass, green, you see how they name it, green passport. No, it's a black passport. I don't know. I don't have anything with black people. I don't want to be wrong.
We're not so shallow.
I was thinking, why they choose the color green to say green passport? Why green? Why not pink passport? Why no yellow passport? Why no brown passport? In my opinion, it's a death passport.
Right.
It's just like, yeah, it's a death passport. Why they didn't name it life passport? Because it would be more suitable for this pandemic. You need to have a life passport, but they didn't name it like this because people realized then, because after that people would realize, yeah, I need a passport to live. Without a passport, I will die. It's right. Absolutely shocking how stupid they name it, green passport. It's like you go at the picnic. Green means freedom, but that's why they choose the green, because it's green. When I hear green, I think about the nature, the freedom you have in the nature. And that's why they name it green passport. So you can think you will be free. We allow you to be free, but it's a nonsense. It's a philosophical nonsense. How can someone give me a freedom passport so I can be free? If I accept that, I accept that also I wasn't free before.
Right. How many politicians are actually outspoken against the injection and the green passport? How many would you say?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's only Mihai Lasca. He's the only politician that said before he entered the politics that COVID-19, it's a scam, it's a lie. And there are a lot of videos, if you Google it, he was protesting for kids not wearing masks even before he entered the politics. Wow. So when he fighted for against this scam, he didn't even know that he will be a politician. So he makes this, he takes this fight. He took this fight before he was a politician.
And he continues to keep his word and keeps fighting.
And he's the same. Yeah, he's the same. Imagine that the party from which he was created went on the street to fight against COVID-19. So it's not a political thing about Mihai. And after he was elected in Județul Bihor, he was kicked out from the party. So again, it's not good to believe in others' opinions. And he said, I will keep going my fight forward. I will keep fighting forward because that should be a real politician. And unfortunately, I'm very shocked that from all more than 300 politicians in the Parliament of Romania, only Mihai Lasca is fighting for the freedom of the people against this COVID-19. And it's absolutely shocking. And I will keep asking him, how come only you are fighting? Just you are fighting from the COVID-19. And he said, unfortunately, for the others, it's all about the money. It's not about the health. It's all about the money.
Has he ever had any attempts on his life because of this?
No, not yet. And I don't think there will be any because he's a boxer. Before he had the security guard guys was working as a security guy. So I don't think there will be any problems about that. And I don't think there will be because people love him. More people, everyday people, they realize there's a real politician that is with them. It's the first time from the revolution that people realize someone represents us. He's not he is not telling us what to do. He represents us. He represents our voice too. And wow. don't forget that it's shocking again for me to realize, and that's why I joined him to answer your question. I saw him on the press. I saw his declaration, and I saw his and I said, this man is thinking like me. So we need to join together to fight together. And wow. it's the same. Even if and the most important thing, even he's my boss. I don't see him as a boss, and he doesn't act like a boss. He wants to end this COVID-19 scam. So. I don't know how many people can say about their boss that he's not acting like a boss.
Because he's more of a leader. He's more of a leader.
He's a real leader, yeah. He's a real leader, yeah. And he will always be a leader.
Go ahead, quick question. Viorel, quick question.
Yeah.
What do Romanians, those who haven't taken the injections, all right? I mean, what's the general mood or the general idea about the behavior of Israelis by running and standing in queue to take the jabs?
I don't want the Israelis take it personally, but
Wait. The reason I'm asking this, because I do want Israelis to take it personally. Because I almost know what you're going to answer. Wait, let me finish, because it's important what I'm saying, especially for the Israeli audience, all right? Because from within Israel, Michael, myself, and various others, all right, we are not alone, but obviously we are some call us a minority. So this minority, since day one, has been telling people, do not take the jabs when they come. Because what happened? On March 2020, they told us there's a pandemic. On April, they started to tell us when the first injection will come, everything will be okay.
Exactly. It was the same in Romania.
With what you said before. Now, from day one, we said, from the minute they started to speak about injections or vaccines, as they call them, people like myself, Michael, and others, we said, do not take this stuff. It's poison. Do not take it. Because once you take it, after a few months, you will get sick. You will fall ill. You will be hospitalized. And then they will tell you there's a second wave, third wave, fourth wave. And the reason is the injections. It's not the pandemic. So please be aware.
And it's not about the health.
They are telling you now. So for those of the Israelis who have taken the first one, the second one, and now they are being told and forced to take the third one, because if they're not taking the third one, they are considered unvaccinated, the fourth one, yes.
Just so like I said, it's the same in Romania.
Of course, that's why I'm asking.
So we want you to be honest. We want you to talk straight.
Wait. Let me finish this line of thought. So basically, the reason I'm asking you, because in Israel, we are being told, let's say I don't believe the numbers, but let's say we are being told that more or less 80% of the population have taken some injections. In Romania, I know, but let's say, that's why I'm asking. In Romania, it's more or less the opposite. 80% of people, at least,
are not vaccinated.
Have not taken the injection. So,
and they will never, and they will never take it. So,
full respect for that. My question is again. I rephrase the question. To your knowledge, those 80% of Romanians who have not taken the jabs, what they think about the 80% of Israelis who, let's say, believe the numbers for that phrase, have taken the jabs. And please be personal. Make it personal, because they need to hear it in a personal way. Go on.
I wanted to tell before and answer in a very, very, very straight to your answer. We think that they were lied, and we don't want to be lied. If you remember, in the Roman Emperor, the Roman Emperor said a big word, divide et impera, divide, and after that conquer them. So in Romania, they were telling, look how good people are the Israeli. They are taking the vaccines, and why won't take it? And I'm pretty sure that they use that example in every other countries to say, look what your neighbor does, and you're not doing it. So you're a bad people. But we think and we realize that the Israeli people were lied. Maybe they told, maybe at some point they were lied that, I don't know, German people got 80 vaccine, and that was a lie. They are keep lying. The politicians are keep lying, give a country example to another. So people have, oh, everyone is vaccinated, so why should I get a vaccine? It's all about the lie. It's not, but as a coincidence, indeed, the Israel as a country was given as a good example in Romania. Look how many
all over
people,
the world. Yes,
all over the world. Look, Israel was chosen
and it's curious that you're telling about you spoke about only the furthest, but in Romania yesterday was a news on the online and also on the TV that in Israel the people are now getting the fourth dose. So I'm shocked that you've never heard of it, what's happening in Israel, and we know. So you see the line they are telling now, that Israel will accept even the fourth dose, not the third dose, because in Romania lots of people are not taking the third dose. Some of them are regretting taking the first dose, not the third dose. So now I'm sure that you see the lie that it's now spreading in Romania, that Israel is taking the fourth dose. They took the third dose, and now it's getting the fourth dose. I will send you the link with the news. So
yeah,
they are telling us, you see, Israel is accepting the fourth dose. Why you won't accept the first one? So
Viorel, two things. One, please answer the question. What do Romanians think about Israelis? What the unjabbed Romanians thinking about the jabbed Israelis? First thing,
they think about the Israelis that they were lied, they were scammed. But we think again about the other peoples in the country that got vaccinated, because you see, that's the scam they introduce in our mind: vaccinated, unvaccinated. And you see, it doesn't have any value, the citizenship. You're vaccinated or not. I think they will figure out to find a way to get your citizen as a vaccinated. I'm a vaccinated. I'm a citizen or vaccinated. And that's one, and all the politicians, they want to push this thing at that point to divide people in vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Sure. Okay, another thing. Can you look up? You said that you will send us a link about the fourth dose.
Yeah.
Can you look it up? No. Wait. Can you look it up now and share your screen? Because you can share your screen with the software that we are using. It's quite easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Look it up and share your screen. I think it's great. Michael, thank you very much.
I mean,
what I want to say really, and that's why I emphasize the same question again and again and again, because what Viorel is actually presenting is pure common sense logic. Nothing sophisticated, no scientism, no science, no research paper, no expert bullshit, just pure down to earth logic. Okay, you see at the bottom, I tell you, Viorel, I'm already answering. At the bottom, you have in the middle, you have a plus, a screen with a plus. It says share.
Share, yeah.
Press it.
Share screen.
Choose the link that you open. I will see it here, and I will allow the share.
Screen sharing is with screen was the best app on a good computer. Okay, don't share screen. Chrome tab.
You need to. Just a second. Are you sharing a link?
I can share also the link, and I can share also the screen.
Oh, there it is. All right. Cool. It's coming up.
Oh yeah.
Now, can you read and translate?
No.
Wait. Your video. Can you cancel your video and tell us what's in the link? You can even scroll down and show us. No, Viorel, cancel your video so your bandwidth will be wide enough.
Cancel my video. Okay.
Just your video. Just your video, yes. Excellent. Can you speak?
It's not fine. Okay. So
No. Okay, stop. You're breaking up. Stop. You're breaking up. Hang on. Okay, come back with your video. All right.
Yeah.
All right. What I want to do, I will add the screen again, the link. Do not speak. Just scroll down so we can see what's on the link. And then I will take it off and you explain to us what we just saw. Okay? Because in terms of the internet connection, it cannot have both. All right?
On the title and the date of the news.
No, you're breaking up.
Focus on the title. Can you hear me?
Let's do the screen share, cancel it, and then you can speak because I think it cannot work simultaneously. So just scroll down, all right? Scroll down so we can see what's actually on this web page. Scroll down.
I'm trying, but
it's stuck.
It's working very, very slow. Yeah, it looks like it's stuck. Yeah, it's
all right. All right, let's stop the screen share. All right, I see it doesn't work. It's okay. At least we saw it. Can you tell us? Right, Ben from studio.
Can I send you the link? Can I send you a message now?
Yes. You see? Yes. Wait.
So
you see on the right,
there's
a private chat. You can send me the link there. And please stop your screen share, Viorel. It's important because we cannot hear you properly. Stop your screen share. Excellent.
Okay.
Now on the right, there's a private chat. You can paste the link there. Yeah, excellent.
I've just sent you the link.
Excellent.
I love you guys.
Okay. So,
we love you too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if you can tell us and read from the top, what's the headline is saying?
Yeah. So the title is the Israel people. Just a second, you scroll. The Israel people are preparing to take the fourth dose of anti-COVID vaccine, and it's a phrase. This will be our life from now on. Just stop it there. You see the date of the news, the 5th of September. So it's a news about 20 days ago. You see? Wow. Yeah. And imagine, just scroll it up, please. Just this another one. DG24 is one of the biggest news agency in Romania. So imagine the lying that they are making. DG24 HD is the biggest. It's one of the biggest news agency in Romania. So you see the news. And Romanian people now, the politician said, why you won't take the third dose? Because Israeli people are taking the fourth dose now. You missed the third. So you need to hurry up to get the fourth, just like Israeli people. You see the power of example. So the allying people, I'm shocked. You see that we, and Romania was thinking, oh, what's happening in Israel? People are taking doses after doses, just like drinking water. It's absolutely shocking. And you see, it's and that the phrase, this will be in the after the anti-COVID, it's this will be our lives from now on.
Yeah.
Who can tell me that? Who can tell to the people this will be our life? Our life will be like this if we accept that. If we won't accept that, it's just like you. If you're telling me you need to wear a hat now, I will wear a hat if I accept that. If I won't accept it, I won't wear it. It's simple. It's just simple like that. So, the news, if you scroll down, please.
No, maybe just the. You know, this not no need to translate everything. I think it's enough.
Just the important thing.
Yeah.
With over 2.5 million people vaccinated in Israel, so you're telling me there are 2 million in Romania? There are 2.5 million. You see, they keep lying. They keep telling the wrong numbers. The pandemic doctor from Israel, Salman Zarka, said that they will prepare the population for the fourth dose of the vaccines because of the contagious virus like Delta or other mutations. Another step with the fourth dose will be necessary for ones that got vaccinated to keep up with the coronavirus's mutations. You see, it's absolutely shocking. You need to speed up to get the COVID-19, not to. It's not, that's the news in Romania.
So let me ask you something. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the last thing that is most important in Romania, he said that Zarka, I think you know Zarka from Israel, yeah?
Yeah.
Zarka, Salman Zarka. In the Romanian news said that Zarka said this will be our life from now in waves. I don't know if he said that, but in Romania they are writing that he said that.
No, it doesn't matter. They're all exactly. saying it. I mean, they're all saying that's the new normal. Get used to it, exactly. and all this bullshit that they were told to tell us. I mean, they are being paid to obviously roll this criminal onto
but,
us.
But it seems like to me that now I understand that some time ago they talked about maybe a fourth dose December, January. Okay.
Exactly.
But it seems like to me that it's almost like, you know, the guy who is married, his wife's cheating on him and he's the last to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Does it feel like that way to you?
No, we are feeling that our freedom is robbed because you know how it was in Romania after the revolution. Our feelings that our freedom was robbed and we need to take it back. And freedom
is... Do you think that the people, and if 80% haven't taken this, and the ones, a percentage of the ones that did regret even the first one, do you believe that things, because normally, listen, keep in mind, the countries that are really being focused on are Western democracies, okay?
Yeah, but it's...
Let me finish. Observation, most countries that are not a democracy, they're going to automatically comply. But Romania came out of communism. The United States, the world is on fire and people are still, their focus is going to a football game. It's disgusting, okay? My point is, do you believe that the Romanian people are still strong enough and not been softened by materialism and all this other stuff? Do you believe that there's still that fire from back during the Ceausescu days that they're willing to do whatever it takes to maintain the freedom?
Yeah, that's the feeling. And the problem for the politicians in Romania, the Romanians feel they didn't take all the freedom back after the revolution. So now they have an anger about, we didn't even have the chance to take all our freedom back, and now you want to take it, you want to take back what we achieved in 30 years. So it's from a different perspective, because a lot of people are saying, we don't have any democracy in Romania. It's the same communism after the 89. You're not allowed to do that. From abstract and illogical perspective, you're not vaccinated. You are not allowed to have a life, and people feel that it's worse than in communism, because a lot of people are joking and said even in the Ceausescu period, we were allowed to go on streets and shout. We got beaten, but we were allowed to do that. And now you're not allowed to make protest with more than 100 people. So he said even the Ceausescu didn't have the guts to say that. And now they are saying to us, you're not allowed to protest. And one politician said absolutely stupid words. If you want to protest against the vaccine, you need to be vaccinated at the protest. it's the biggest stupidity that I've ever heard. You said only vaccinated people are allowed to organize protests against vaccine.
Okay, here's my next question. Let me ask you this real quick. I understand that Hungary and Bulgaria have a huge amount of their population that is also not complying. Are you in touch with any politicians in those countries or leadership that is on your side that you are working together with?
Sorry, I was hearing you interrupted. Can you repeat the question, please?
I understand from talking to my contacts in Bulgaria and in Hungary, that a large majority of the people in those countries are not complying with the government either. Are you in touch with any politicians or leaders? Tell us about that.
The problem we are not in strong touch with them is the language barrier. Why? The Hungarian is a difficult language to learn. For them, it's difficult to learn English. So, but we are Google translating and we correspond emails or something like that. And it's the same. It's the same. But don't forget, the Bulgaria was the first country that were in summer that when was the lockdowns, they said, you can come in holiday in our country, no worries. So the other countries were, oh, because of them, the pandemic will be bigger. And they had also a very harsh revolution. So you see, the people they were in harsh moments. They know at least half how to react to this false pandemic. So we are in touch. We are corresponding, but the Facebook is it's deleting our messages, what we post. It's like we see the terror on the media. You're not allowed to criticize the COVID-19, and we know who are sensible to criticize, the dictators.
Listen,
I was just Mihai just sent me now a link that now the government are giving 100 lays. That's about
that's not a lot.
About 20 euros, a voucher of 20 euros for every person that get vaccinated. So it's I just got it now. So imagine how the next level, they are giving money to people to get vaccinated. Imagine, I can send you the news now. It's absolutely shocking. So government now are giving money to get the vaccine.
Here people go to get the injection by promised pizza, you know?
Yeah,
they had DJs for the kids. They had DJs.
Believe me or not, in Romania, after the pizza in the New York was, in the New York, they offer pizza, In New York, they offer pizza for people to get vaccinated. After 1 week in Romania, they were giving sausages to people who got the vaccine. You can Google online. So it's the same scam, but in a different, in a slightly different way. But it's a pizza in Romania, sausages. Maybe in Italy, I don't know. They gave something like
pasta,
tagliatelle. Or it's absolutely shocking. It's the same method. That's why, in my opinion, I think that this global pandemic is made. It's invented by maybe three people, just like us. They just met online. Let's make a pandemic. We'll do that. We bought all the governments. They won't react, and we'll harsh the people with the power of the government, because that's now they are happening now. Imagine the government in Romania now wants to suspend the constitution. Imagine, and they want to make a law that only the government can tell you which right you are allowed and which not. The constitution in every country is the first document, the first law, if we can say that, but it's not a law. It's more than a law. The first law in a country. And the government, the third power in a state, the first power is the judge's power, The second one is the parliament power that makes the laws. And the government is the third power, is the executive power. And the executive power on the third place wants to be the third place, and even more than that, on top all the older powers. And that is.
I wanna show you something. I wanna show you something, guys. Hang on a second.
We've got air, there's been a gap in the Midlands at the moment due to this. We're going to put everyone on notice under common law. Right, so there you go, judge, come down, please. Come down, member of the public, come down, please.
Surprise, please.
Right, I need to get this to the judge under common law. I've got my right.
Comes
you can stand up and go. Let's make it known that the judge has walked out. Court adjourned. There is going to be no more vaccinations for kids. Everyone in this room now has been a death. You carry this on, you're all complicit in genocide. Yeah, I'm going to give this to you. Well, you need to. Someone needs to take this off me. There you go. Let me see. The High Court's been noticed. This carries on, I swear down. We're in the middle of taking back public buildings now. We've already taken the High Court.
This is
not going to happen. I'm telling you, we've got ex-military here. You carry on what you're doing, you're going to the gallows. That's all I've got to say. Thank you very much, you criminal. Out. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Carry on, I'll have you arrested. Yes, and we'll carry on and we'll be back to arrest you. So the
Yeah, I think that it was in Great Britain after the accent. I think I lived there for about 2 years and I recognized the accent. I think it's in Great Britain that was took by that video, yeah?
I think so too. And the reason I show it because we need to understand that once they are making, they're passing these rules and regulations and all this new stuff that based on laws actually are not based on laws.
Yeah.
Even if they do, all laws essentially coming from natural law. And what this guy is doing, and everyone who is into natural law or common law, they know, and they know what they are talking about. They're actually, we can do exactly what this guy was just doing. We just need to do it in Romanian, in Hungarian, in Bulgarian, in Hebrew, in Somali, in every language. People from each country should do that. And we are sovereign. We are, if you like, top dog. Not the judges, not the politicians, not the funds, the organizations, and the media. They are working for us. And we decide the actual laws, not corporations. And the whole law system is working based on corporation law, which is based on maritime law, which is hijacking our human rights. Never mind civil rights, human rights given to us by God Almighty. So we need to do that. Just to set this up as an example for others to see that we need to do that as well.
Imagine that in the Romanian constitution is written that the people has the power. So imagine it's written in the constitution, and I think it's written in all the constitutions because people are the power. It's just like that, people to the power. So yeah, something like that. People to the power. Power to the people, sorry. Power to the people. They are not our masters. We are not slaves. They act because something the people don't realize. I studied law, and I was shocked that I've never heard the nicest definition of a law. The law, it's not something that should fine you and restrict you. The law is something that should give you the rights and respect the other's rights. But now the laws are making like Nazi, you're not allowed to do that. If you do that, that's not a law. That's a sentence. It's not a law. The spirit of the law is making justice, not restrictions. Wow. The spirit of the law is creating rights and respect to the people, not restrictions. I know people that could make better law. For example, you're not allowed to breathe in my presence. That could be a law, but it's not a law. It's not in the spirit of justice. It's not the law is not giving you any rights, just restriction. It's not law. They are not laws. They are orders. And people are putting the equal sign, law, orders. No, the order is not a law. The order is an order. and that's it. And it's a communist way to control people. If you people can't be controlled, people should be organized, and that's the job of the law. Why we don't drive on any side of the road we want? Yeah, it's like people were asking why we don't drive everywhere, because it's a law that if you're going forward, you should drive on the sideway or on the right or on the left way. So don't interfere with anyone. It's a law that everyone respects, so we can be organized and don't get in conflicts. I don't feel that I'm restricted to say you need to go on the side road on the side on the left side of the road, no problem. But if someone tells me you need to wear a mask, why? It will protect you from virus. I don't believe so. What's the point? I'm the living example. Mihai is the living example that we are not that. We weren't afraid about this COVID-19. It's a flu. Let me clarify this. COVID-19. It's a virus. Yeah, but it's not so dangerous and deadly as they say. It's a virus. It's a flu virus, but it's a virus with the biggest advertisement in the world. I think in the future, people, if they have kids, they will name it COVID. No, style like what's your kid's name? COVID. It's the best known in the world. Is it like Michael Jackson? No, it's absolutely shocking how people they throw to the bin they bin the logical thinking. It's
Vural, listen, we're out of time, but we're gonna have you back on again, because when those protests happen, I want us to stay in touch, and we'll always be in touch.
I will be there at the protest at the protest for sure.
And we want to call you on video and get a live play by play of what's happening. Is that okay?
Yeah, for sure. Because people they need to know. We need to react. So we are reacting in Romania. I think in my opinion, I don't want to make bad or good perspectives about this pandemic. But I think this pandemic will end just like it started.
We hope. We know there's an end game, and they'll walk on your corpse to get it done. That's as simple as it gets. They're already building camps in other countries, but that's for another show. They're building camps in other countries. That's another show. Vural, I want to say thank you, Shah Dinan. Vural, we'll talk later.
Thank you. Thank you again for your invitation. And I'm glad that we figure out some lies from your country, from my country, for every country, maybe. And we will keep in touch, definitely.
All right, brother. You guys have a great day. I love you guys. This is Michael Ganeau with Shah Dinan and Insight to Israel. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, guys. God bless.
God bless.